We're not done there. Blackstock again. This time hits Tulaski. 57-yard touchdown pass. Bad Axe 42-6. And on the last play of the first half, Vassar tries the old hook and ladder, and it hooks and ladders back into, you guessed it, Jack Clancy, and he takes it 70 yards. That fumble return all the way to pay dirt, and that would be the end of your first half as Bad Axe leads Vassar in dominating fashion, 50-6.
If I'm correct, Dave, that's five total touchdowns for Jack Clancy.
Five for Jack Clancy, yes. One on special teams, one on defense, and three rushing touchdowns.
Taking a look at the offensive play for both squads, the Vassar Vulcans have a total of 132 offensive yards, 22 plays for rushing the ball for a total of 62 yards, 5 of 12 in passing for 70 yards, a total of 34 plays, 132 yards. In comparison, the Bad Axe Hatchets, 13 carries for 213 yards. That's a pretty darn good average. On the passing the ball, Vinny Blackstock's 2 for 3 for 102 yards and 2 touchdowns. And for a total of 16 offensive plays, 315 yards. Then you tie in the special team yardage there on top of that. And you have 18 plays total for the Bad Axe offense, 412 total yards. And that does not include the final touchdown for Jack Clancy. That was on defense. Leading the way, no surprise here for the Bad Axe offense. Number 10, Jack Clancy, 9 carries, 176 yards, and 3 touchdowns for him just on offense. Ryan Wehner, 3 carries, 37 yards, and then Vinny Blackstock, 1 carry, no yards there. Vinny Blackstock through the air, 2 for 3 for 102 yards, 2 touchdowns there. Ryan Wehner for 47 yards, and Cody Tulaski with 55-yard reception for the score. Jack Clancy also scored on the opening kick for 87 yards there. And also had that, what we'll call it, a fumble recovery for the score to end the half of just a few yards as well, 70 altogether there. The Vassar offense led by Ricardo Macon, 15 carries, 41 yards altogether. Mind you, he has a run of 47 yards. He's been stopped in the backfield that many times that he has altogether 15 carries, 41 yards. The next closest offensive production, Monte Davis, 3 carries, 16 yards there. And then it goes on from there. The only touchdown, Max Kokulski with 1 carry for 2 yards. Ricardo Macon through the air, 5 for 12 for 70 yards and 1 interception. On defense, these are the impressive numbers here for the Bad Axe defense. Altogether, 5 tackles for a loss, 4 sacks. Dave, plus 2 tip passes and 2, well, an interception, a recovered fumble, and just 2 penalties.
Oh, they've played an absolutely phenomenal half. But, yeah, some great plays on defense. Colby Meeks' pick was huge as he picks off the one drive that Vassar had going that looked like they were going to score, maybe get back into the game, get it down to one or two scores. And a poor decision by Macon was taken away by Colby Meeks in the right place, was able to take that ball away and give Bad Axe the football one more time. And they did what they've been doing all night long and find a way to score another touchdown in quick fashion.
Dave Hansen, what do you expect to see here in the second half?
I don't know if Bad Axe is going to slow down, but you're going to see some of these starters come out of this game. This game is in their hands. But again, they're not going to let off the accelerator, Clark. This is their chance to showcase some of these other guys on the team, get them some carries. I don't know if you'll see them throw the football anymore, but you'll definitely see other guys like Geiger carry the ball a little more. You'll see some of those other guys get a few reps. But they're not going to let off the accelerator. You're just going to see some of these guys play a little bit in the third quarter and come out because they've deserved the night off.
Now, Dave Hansen, why don't you take us around the area with other area games and scores we have so far.
Just a couple games out there, and most of them are surprises to me, Clark. USA leads Cass City at the half, 16-14. Going to be a good one
there. Wow, okay.
Sandusky leads Brown City 22-16, a good game there. Ubley leads Memphis 22-0. And at the half, Harbor Beach and Marlette tied at 0 apiece.
0-0, Marlette and Harbor Beach.
No score at the half.
I mean, let's go back to there. But USA leading Kansas City at the half at home, 16-14.
Again, not surprised. Right. USA, an improved team. They showed against Ubley last week that they are for real. That they, people really wrote them off with how good we thought Cass City would be, with how good Lakers has appeared to be. But USA playing tough. Of course, it always is nice playing at home, but Cass City is no slouch. They have some very good athletes over there. So a very good first half for USA to have their lead there. Difference in that game, a couple two-point conversions. You know, they've got both two-point conversions where Cass City only gets one. So both teams even in the scoring department, but those two-pointers make a huge difference.
In the ball game in front of us, Bad Axe 50, Vassar 6, a 44-point game at the half. We played 24 minutes of play, and the Hatchets are leading by 44 points, or the Vassar Vulcans, a team they have not beat since the Vassar Vulcans joined the Greater Thumb Conference 11 years ago.
It's a mind-blowing stat, but we knew Vassar had struggled last year. So did Bad Axe. We thought both teams were kind of on the rise, but whether Vassar is in reboot mode or not, the Hatchets have come out with an excellent game plan. They've executed, and they've not gone away from it, and kudos to them. Their defense has fed off the offense, and I love the play calling by Coach Durr. The play-action passes have come at absolutely perfect times, just when they had Vassar cheating in a little bit. He's hit him over the top, and he's hit him again. And Vassar just had no answer for what the Hatchets did so far this afternoon.
Now, of course, you hope to anticipate that Bad Axe, something tragic doesn't happen here to this 44-point lead. But talk about a confidence boost for these kids. After coming off a 2-7 season a year ago, coming out, playing tough against Harbor Reach, but then coming out in week number two, leading by 44 points at the half.
This had to be a game they had to win. A down team in Vassar, you know, you're going to have a couple speed bumps along the way, but they have absolutely come out and poured it on to Vassar. So whatever the talk was this week, whatever the game plan was, the strategy, it worked. And hopefully with a win or a big game like this, Bad Axe can kind of fuel that fire and carry it into the next week.
And a report from the Marlette-Harbor Beach game. Marlette leads Harbor Beach 7-0 at the end of the third quarter now.
They got a kicker.
That's what I like to see. So with 12 minutes on the clock here to start this second half, we will have a running clock situation. And it will remain a running clock until the differential is less than 35 points. So 12 minutes are on the clock. Bad Axe won the toss to begin this game and elected to receive, so they'll be kicking off. Left to right across your radio, deep back. That would be number 25 for Vassar, Monte Davis, but chances are that ball is not going to get that far as Maddox has been. Now they're going to kick it deep this time. Comes into the 20-yard line to Davis. He's out for the running. Across the 30, cuts back inside, lowers the shoulder, and he's out to the 34-yard line to start this second half with a running clock. First and 10 from the 34-yard line for the Vassar Vulcans.
Right, not kicking at the ball is a little bit risky there. Monte Davis, excuse me. He's Monte Ball, Wisconsin, many years ago? Monte Davis, that's a nice job bringing that kick back. He's the last guy you really want to kick it to. What are you going to do? Let him return a kick. I like what they did in the first half. Kind of angle kicked it away from him, squid kicked it. Keep it away from their playmakers. All smart things, but I guess 50-6, why not kick it away?
You can take some chances.
Trust your special teams.
So here we go. First and 10 from the 34-yard line in Vassar's own territory. Trailing by 44 points. Making the pass to the near sideline. It is caught. And across the 41-yard line, bringing that pass in was number 10, Max Kokolski. Number 17, Chandler Cady on the tackle after a 6-yard reception for Kokolski.
You know, those are the throw and catches that we expected from Macon all day today. The design passes where he's got a target to attempt to hit every time, a guy that he's going to look for first with three receivers to the left. You see two of them streaking down the field, and that third one, the one in the slot, looks like he's doing the same and then makes a hard cut to the sideline, and a good throw by Macon there on first down. They get an easy 6.
Two wide each way, making off right to left hash, and it's another nearly complete pass in and out of the hands of Ethan Dunham at the 45-yard line. Would have had the first down. Instead, it's a dropped pass as number 15 for Bad Axe, Micah Gordon there, and stops him in his tracks and drops the ball. Third down, 4 to go.
There's your quick slants. We haven't seen many of those tonight, and I guess that's why it's put on the number by Macon, but a singly good defensive play by sophomore Micah Gordon. And as soon as as that ball gets there, Micah Gordon is making impact on the wide receiver, and he's not able to hold on to it. Gordon jars the ball loose with that hard hit, legal hit, and ball falls incomplete, third down and four.
Two wide each way, making in the shotgun as all night, and this one's little.